I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 178, The First Thing God Wants You to Know. My freshman year of Bible college included a wonderful history prof named Dennis Helsebeck. He made history come alive, even at 7:30 in the morning for a bunch of 18-year-olds. Now that's saying something. But the hard part of his test were the sections where he would list like three different events from various parts of the world, and you had to put them in order, which one happened first, then second, then third. One may have been from something in Egypt, another from an event in Rome, another from Jerusalem. Ah! It was hard enough to study the history of a specific people, let alone think about what else was going on in the world at the same time. For example, did you know the story of Troy from Greece was happening at the same time as Moses was trekking around Mount Sinai? I know, mind-blowing, huh? You say, so what? Well, Yahweh revealed himself as a way different God than the false gods around during that time. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and love others in our everyday lives. We're really asking Jesus to live his life of love through us. Remember, A.W. Tozer said, what you think about God is the most important thing about you. So if God, the one true God, is like Artemis, the goddess of Greece in the Troy story, then he's always angry, always wanting human sacrifice, fickle, inconsistent, ready to blow up at any moment for no reason. But if he's not, then what is he like? Well, he reveals himself as truly, delightfully different. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer, and close with a challenge for our T2G day. When Yahweh self-describes to Moses in Exodus chapter 14, beginning with verse 6, listen to the first thing God wants us to know about himself. The Bible says, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. John Mark Comer, in his excellent book, God Has a Name, unpacks it for us. Comer wrote, in the Hebrew Scriptures, order matters. Order is a clue as to what's most important. The fact that compassion and gracious is at the top of the list of Yahweh's character traits means it's the dominant one. It's the most important thing there is to know about him. In other words, God is nothing like Artemis, or Amun-Ra, the Egyptian god of the day, or Marduk. He's Yahweh. And the first way he describes himself is compassionate and gracious. Thanks be to God. Paul told us in Colossians 3 that we are to clothe ourselves with compassion. Well, how? By clothing ourselves in Christ, who is compassion personified. Not just clothing ourselves with compassion once for salvation, but in every moment by the Spirit for the love of God and others. Here's the great question. What is the first descriptor you think of when you think of God? And if it's not compassion or grace, why not? Let's pray this prayer adapted from knowingjesus.com. Thank you, Father, that in your love you chose to communicate with us by your word, by your holy apostles and prophets. Thank you that your word to us is like a perfumed love letter that's been forwarded from heaven to all your children in love. Thank you for the truth it contains, and thank you for all your perfect and unconditional love and grace toward us, your children. May we assimilate these truths deep within the bowels of our soul and glorify your name for the unconditional love that you have seen fit to pour out on all of us by your grace. Through faith in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 179. And in the meantime, of course the compassion of God is supremely seen in Christ. There's an Amish proverb that states, instead of putting others in their place, put yourself in their place. And you know, that's exactly what God has done. Unlike the unpredictable, unstable, unsafe gods of the ancient Near East, the one true God is compassionate. So much so that he didn't come to kill us for our sin. He came to let us kill him for our sin. He didn't come to take our life, but to give his life so we could live. So when you think about God, may you be at peace, because grace and compassion is the first thing God wants you to know.